It's time now for How You Built That. And our story today starts with Jim Malone, who, like a lot of people, used to go bowling from time to time when he was growing up. But these days...
No, I think I was probably average as a kid, and I'm probably horrendous as an adult.
But the great American pastime of bowling kind of found its way back to Jim about 12 years ago. He was looking to build a new table for his apartment, and he was poking around a store full of reclaimed wood in upstate New York. And a guy there said, hey, if you need a good deal, I think I've got something for you.
And he brought it down. It didn't look like much. It just looked kind of like a piece of dusty old, really thick wood.
The wood was actually part of an old bowling lane made from the hardest and strongest part of a pine tree.
It doesn't have knots, and it's like this beautiful, long, straight grain. And I did notice that right away. And I also thought that if it worked, it would be a great story to tell friends when they came over.
So Jim hauled this 9-foot slab of bowling lane onto his truck, drove it home, and got to work.
I had to really just go at it with a sander and planer. But by the time I got it in the kitchen, it was stunning. Just this golden, it just looked beautiful.
And the story might have ended there, except right around the same time, Jim lost his job at an animation studio. And a friend of his who loved the table he made suggested that maybe he could make more pieces of furniture and sell them at the flea market in Brooklyn. So Jim thought about it, and he said, sure. And he set up a booth.
I had, you know, people just stop and love the furniture and say nothing but nice things, and I gave out lots of cards. But the sales were not huge.
But one day, Jim got a break. A designer from Starbucks stopped by his booth and said, you know, this bowling lane furniture really kind of fits with the aesthetic of our stores. Maybe you could make a few tables for us. So Jim gave her his card.
When you're just starting out, you cling to every positive indicator, you know, so I thought this is great. Finally, you know, something's happening and it would be amazing.
But just when he finally started to get some traction,
I didn't hear from her for like 4 months.
4 months.
It was excruciating.
And to make matters even more stressful, Jim had just gotten married.
It was a financial strain. I mean, there was no money coming in. So it really was the 11th hour, and I was kind of like, if something doesn't happen pretty soon, I'm going to be throwing in the towel.
But finally, after those 4 nail-biting months, the woman from Starbucks did get back to Jim, and she ordered a big communal table for the store in Brooklyn. And soon after that, another designer from Sweetgreen ordered tables and chairs for 2 restaurants in the D.C. area.
I was happy to get the order, but most things were a request for something that I hadn't yet done.
So now a familiar entrepreneur's dilemma, Jim had to scramble to deliver on 2 orders. He hired a few other people and started scaling up production of bowling alley furniture at a small facility in Brooklyn. And fortunately for him, since a lot of bowling alleys across the country have closed down, there was no shortage of wood.
It went from literally being thrown in the dumps to every year we get hundreds of bowling lanes. You know, it was the free market springing to life.
And today, about 10 years after starting out at that first flea market, Jim just opened his first storefront in Brooklyn. And he's placed his furniture in a number of fast casual restaurants. His biggest client, Shake Shack, is using Jim's furniture in over 100 locations. And you never know who's going to walk into one of those places.
I actually have a picture of Obama eating at one of the Shake Shack tables. It's actually hanging in our store. I think Biden's sitting next to him, too.
Jim's company is called Counter Ev Furniture, short for Counter Evolution. He now makes furniture full-time with 16 employees, and his revenue is in the low millions of dollars. If you want to find out more about Counter Ev or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.